Beyond Phil Boyer, getting to know the folks behind the scenes in Frederick, Maryland. I'm Paul Plack, and this is Aero News. Welcome in to the Aero News special feature, and thanks for downloading us today. When Phil Boyer announced his retirement effective at the end of this year as president of the Aircraft Owners and Pilots Association, it was a natural question to wonder how AOPA and the general aviation world might change. While Phil has been the very public face of AOPA in its battles against user fees and TFRs, ethanol mandates, and harebrained so-called security measures, he's only one guy. AOPA has about 200 employees at its headquarters in Frederick, Maryland, and some very sharp people you might never have met. Today we're going to meet two of them and hear their comments distilled from Aero TV interviews conducted during the annual AOPA headquarters fly-in earlier this summer. First, a few minutes with Greg Romano, who was brought in late last year as AOPA's VP of Public Relations. Greg has had a 20-year career in his field, much of it spent at the National Oceanic and Atmospheric Administration, and also brings to the table a strong aviation background. Greg spoke with Aero TV about the mission of AOPA and what lies ahead.
Well, the mission has always been from day one, since 1939, almost 70 years ago, to make flying safe, affordable, and fun. And that's never going to go away. That said, our pilot population is going to continue to change. The regulations that we have to deal with are going to continue to change. The environment's going to have to continue to change. So in that respect, we're going to change what we do within the organization. But as long as we're meeting that fundamental mission, there's going to be a place for AOPA, and members are going to find that they're getting the benefits they need. When you have 415,000 members plus, you've got a lot of people who are looking for their organization, the Aircraft Owners and Pilots Association, to give them the tools and information they need to make their piloting lives easier, better, and really to just give them the opportunity to enhance their right to fly. You know, strength lies in numbers. We've certainly seen in 2007 and into 2008 the FAA reauthorization fight, the fight against user fees, is really being the battle cry for so many of our members. And when you look at the pilot population and you look at those members wanting to have a voice in Congress, to be able to tell Congress, no, we're not going to deal with user fees, and we're not going to deal with excessive taxes. And they recognize that AOPA is there working on their behalf. That is the a number one reason for our being. But when you look at all the other services we provide, you know, you mentioned member services, AOPA insurance program that we offer, the credit card, the pilot information center, the medical certification folks that are really helping people get through and, again, preserve their own right to fly. There are so many things that we're doing to assist our members. I mean, the website is a treasure trove of information. I think when you look at AOPA, you've got to consider that we have here in Frederick, Maryland, about 200 people mm-hmm. who are dedicated to serving the needs of those 415,000 member pilots. We've heard the term that we have 415,000 bosses out there. And when you look at the mission that we have of meeting their needs and serving their needs and preserving their right to fly, that's a really strong mission that somebody like me or anybody else in the organization is dedicated to. So just looking at those staff members of what they're trying to do, that's the basis for our ability to really provide for that enhanced services that and the demands that group is requiring. And AOPA is leading the charge to increase the pilot population. We know that's a function as student starts. We need to get more people starting to get into learning to fly, wanting to learn to fly, because if you have more people doing that, you're obviously going to have more people who are going to end up being students, stick with it, and become private pilots, and perhaps continue to advance their learning experience. How we do that is, in large part, just continuing to do what we do. Continue to provide the services that pilots want and need, listen to their needs, continue to have effective representation for them on Capitol Hill and in their local area. Let's not forget some of the state issues that are coming up. That is incredibly important for our members. As long as we do our job and do it well, pilots are going to see AOPA has value to them. Mm-hmm. And we're going to continue to listen to them, listen to what their needs are, and do everything we can to provide those needs. On the issues and policy front, clearly security is going to be top of mind. We know that security is a top issue within the government, and it should be on all our minds. We need to help our members and all private pilots and all general aviation pilots recognize that they need to keep their airports and airplanes secure so that we can not be a target for the security folks. The environment is going to continue to be a huge issue. It's one we're continuing to monitor. We're continuing to work with the manufacturers and others to look at alternatives for leaded fuels, for example. So we're going to need to continue to monitor what's going on with the environment and look for ways to make aviation in general, and certainly general aviation, greener. AOPA is committed to helping the pilot population in every aspect of protecting its right to fly and in providing the services it needs. And when it comes to security, to making sure that we're providing a greener group of members, we'll make it happen. As long as there are issues and people who are trying to prevent general aviation from growing and expanding, there's going to be a need for us to be there, and there's going to be a need for AOPA members to be AOPA members.
Greg Romano is AOPA's VP of Public Relations. We'll be back in a moment to spend a few minutes with David Wright, VP of Operations for the AOPA Air Safety Foundation. I'm Paul Plack, and you're listening to a special feature from Aero News.
Do you feel stimulated? Hey, that's why Congress passed the Economic Stimulus Act of 2008, so loyal Americans like yourself would feel stimulated to help rev up the economy by spending money on important stuff like new Garmin avionics. We're talking potential tax incentives, bonus depreciation up to 50% in first-year cost allowances for qualified business use equipment purchases. See your tax advisor for guidance and your Garmin dealer for one whale of a stimulus package. It's almost like your patriotic duty, huh? Garmin, follow the leader.
Diamond's DA-42 Twin Star is general aviation's ultimate flying machine. Fly fast with the confidence of a twin for the cost of a single. Go direct over water or rugged terrain and cover great distances in the first and only piston aircraft with an advanced airframe, avionics, and engines. The DA-42 gives you options you've never had before, including the Garmin G1000 and known ice protection. Go where you want, when you want, fast and for less. Visit Diamond on the web at www.diamondair.com or call 888-359-3220.
Finally, aviation headsets have evolved. Clarity Aloft is the next generation of headset design for a number of reasons. Clarity Aloft headsets are known for the superior clarity of sound. They're lightweight but rugged enough to meet military specifications. Best of all, they boast better noise reduction than ANR in the speech frequencies that matter most to you. For more information, call 612-747-3197 or check out the innovative Clarity Aloft headset on the web at clarityaloft.com.
Welcome back to the Aero News special feature. I'm Paul Platt. The safety arm of AOPA is the Air Safety Foundation. Unlike AOPA, ASF is funded by donations, which means its relationship with the GA community is a little different from that of AOPA. David Wright is the Foundation's VP of Operations. He has a clear vision for ASF and recently shared it with Aero TV.
Our main objective is we are the safety arm of AOPA. Our primary charge is to go out, make pilots safer through education. Our educational reach spans everywhere from live to online to flight instructor refresher clinics, FERCs. We're still number one as far as total CFIs recertified. We're still number one in the marketplace for that. The subtle difference between AOPA and ourselves, we are open to everybody. Mm-hmm. Since we are a nonprofit donation run, there's my plug right there, we're funded all by pilots, enthusiasts. Members make up a bulk of that, but we're donation run, so we have to be open to everybody. Mm-hmm. That's actually a very frequent mistake. People think that they can't come to our seminars or they can't take our online courses because they're not an AOPA member. That's not true. We try to go out to every type of pilot out there. To access ASF's stuff, our education, the very first place they got to come is our website, and that's www.asf.org. From there, you're gonna see the wealth of information, all the topics that we have to offer, and you can map out your whole course. That's the first base. What we're trying to do is create a relationship with them. We're going to be putting product out, a lot of product out, every year. So there's going to be something new for them to come back and see our stuff twice a year. And the very first step is come online and register with us. That's really the biggest step that they have to have. And then, you know, take in the education and become a better pilot, become a safer pilot. Try to take that into their way of flying. Almost all of our education, or at least access to our education via our website. Okay. And have that become their preeminent area for safety. If they have any questions on flight education, if they have any questions on maintenance, on IFR flying, chances are you're going to find the answer somewhere on our website. Our main focus is on proficiency, making the pilots better. We'll use, you know, the technology of online to make it entertaining and fun. But at the same time, we'll slip in some very practical advice that directly to pilots. For example, we have there the recommendation that if you've been sitting on the numbers for 90 seconds, you know, query ATC, tell them what to do, or ask them why haven't I taken off yet? That kind of stuff, direct practical tips is really where we try to take it, and we focus on that extensively through our development process. And it's our number one enemy out there is pilot complacency. We want to do this a little bit differently. We put out a new product and we call it Pilot Safety Announcements. And we went very hard to the pilots. We took the message a little bit edgier. Mm-hmm. We used humor a little bit more. And we used a different delivery method. They're online, and we're going to also put them on any other marketing effort that we have on CDs or DVD, but they're video-based. We're trying to take the message to them in a different way so that they're forced to listen. But it's our number one enemy right now is pilot complacency on certain topics. Some of the other stuff we're doing on the other side of that, from the motivation side, the motivator side, mm-hmm. AOPA has pioneered a program, AOPA Accident Forgiveness Program. Mm-hmm. And three major insurance carriers have signed on with that, saying if you take an ASF course twice a year, you'll get a rate discount on your premiums. We think that that's a very big deal because, we want to put out a motivator out there that's going to get people to come in. And like I said, our overall goal is to touch every pilot out there twice a year. The core of all of our products is our accident database. We have the only GA focused accident database really in the world that we've seen. So that database is the result of a relationship we have with the NTSB. We get monthly data from the NTSB, an automated drop of accident data, and then we put that into our database. So the NTSB has been very good. The FAA from the safety side also does back us up. They have funded some of our programs. All of our programs are WINGS approved. The new WINGS program right now is undergoing some change. We wholeheartedly agree that change should probably happen at some point. So, but we've had a long partnership with the FAA, and we couldn't do it without them. The message is still the same. Our initial runway safety program was so good that a Northwest captain for the union noticed it, put it out, and made all the pilots in Northwest take that course. Well, ALPA, the Airline Pilots Association, took note of this, and with the FAA came to us and said, can we make a commercial version of this? And we said, sure, we'll do that. So that and today is being trumpeted around Capitol Hill right now. And in fact, just last week, the FAA mandated that all commercial carriers go out and take that course. Our main areas of education are online seminars and our live seminars. We have over 200 live seminars that we produce across the country every year. Two new seminars each year. You can register for those online or give AOPA a call, and you can see the schedule from there. And then the next is our online safety seminars. We have we're coming up on 16 or 17 right now that are online at asf.org. And those are all WINGS approved. And we've got quizzes on there, safety quizzes. We've got safety casts, which is actual live seminar that you can watch online. So two main areas. There's our live products and our online products. And that goes for our flight instructor refresher clinics as well. We partner with Jepson for our online FERC, and we've got a live FERC. We run about 90 of those a year across the country.
David Wright is the VP of Operations for the AOPA Air Safety Foundation. You can find more information on the foundation at www.asf.org. AOPA's website is www.aopa.org. And you've been listening to a special feature from Aero News. Find us on the web at www.aero.net. I'm Paul Platt. Thanks for listening. Enjoy your weekend and have a clear and unlimited day.